Influencers, what is a real influencer? This is what we're talking about in this episode. Bonjour, hello everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the 168th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations, the real influencers. I hope you're having a great week, my PR friends. And yes, we're talking about influencers. They're everywhere. We hear about them more and more. The influence is growing. It's now a profession. Being an influencer is a thing. About 10 years ago, it wasn't. You were more like a blogger than an influencer. Today, you really are an influencer if you have your own platforms on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So this is what we are talking about here. And I want to talk about the real influencers. So one of the great mysteries surrounding public relations professional is certainly, you know, everything related to their contacts, the famous list of journalists and influencers, what we used to call back in the days, the black book, you know, the address book, the little black book. And yes, of course, we still have contacts, close contacts with many journalists and influencers. And yes, we have those contact and people come and work with us for that main reason. Of course, it's still true. But of course, it's a very strong perception and beliefs from maybe you, just like our clients. And very often, and this is really a perception, and it's not the reality, of course, this is not what's happening at the agency, but know that a belief or a perception is something you cannot really fight against, right? If you look at what's happening in the world, beliefs sometimes are very strong, and if people, certain group of people don't have the same beliefs, it might lead to, you know, some conflicts in the world. So, but this is not what we're talking about here, but just to tell you how sometimes our perceptions and our beliefs can be powerful. So, yes, our clients believe that what we know, as I'd like to say, all the influencers and all the journalists in the galaxy, and we know them by their first names, of course. And they also believe that we know all the media in the universe. And that we know what's happening in real time on social media. And I'm telling you, this is their perception very often. Of course, it's not true. And you're going to say, well, nobody believes that. Well, you would be surprised. They really think that we know we have this extensive knowledge. And of course, no human can have all that knowledge, of course, right? And this is why it's so important to talk about what is a real influencer, because nobody in the world, not even our database, can have this information up to date in a second. It's just impossible. Of course, we are present, as I say, on the front, and we know what's happening out there. We are online a lot. We do so much researches, and well, yes, this is something that we do and know. We have kind of the beat. We know what's happening out there. I hear you. I know what you're thinking right now, maybe something I'm thinking too. I'm hoping, honestly, that maybe AI is going to come handy here and they will create this crazy, you know, a smart, I don't know, we should call it app or, you know, website where we'll find contacts that it's going to be updated as it happens. The changes will be updated so fast that it's going to be like amazing. This would be great, actually, if we would have such a database, because it would help us do and increase the work we're doing, we would serve our clients more, we would do more approaches, we would spend many more hours doing like creative work, right? Because right now, of course, we do spend hours doing some researches every week, from the assistant at the agency to the senior account manager, including myself. Like, we're online so much and spend so much time doing some contact researches. I even do contact researches regarding potential clients, of course. So, and as we serve clients all over North America, we have an ocean of media, as I'd like to say, and contacts at our fingertips through these crazy tools, those databases. You may are familiar with any type of subscriptions that you have. This is the way it is now. Back in the days, we could buy those databases. Now we can't. We have to subscribe to those. And it's crazy expensive, I find. Like, every year when I see the bill coming in, I'm like, what? It's already, we have to renew our subscription again. And I'm talking thousands and thousands of dollars here. But they are a powerful tool and we need them, of course. But none of these databases is 100% accurate all the time. It's just impossible at this point. And so, my friend, just like you, what's our number one tool that we really rely on to do some researches? Yes, it's Google. Because finding the foremost journalists is one thing. We can have a list and, you know, create lists and contact them. But when you're looking for freelance writers, those who write for so many independent magazines or even like top magazines very often, they're really hard to find. They're freelancers. So how do you find them? When you look at those articles on Google, this is what we do and this is what we use. So if you are like many of our Nata PO School students and you're alone in your marketing department, you're the marketing pro, or you are a solopreneur who needs to maximize their time, you know that promotion is important and you try to integrate it in your marketing plan. So you know that step number three in the Nata PR model will come handy. So for those who don't have our Nata PR model, you can download it for free here at the bottom of this episode, all episodes. It's always there. So download it. It's free. I'm giving it to you. It's not super explicit, but you have six steps so you can understand what you need to do. So maybe you already have the model and you've completed step number one, step number two. And now, you know, you've created your story and you're wondering to whom you should be sending it. So this is where step number three comes into play. So which journalists and influencers will be interested in your story, in your products? And to start, you may have just a very small list of contacts. And I suggest you start with maybe five contacts, two journalists and three influencers. Start small. Or one journalist, one influencer. The whole idea is to find the real influencers, what I call those who are contacts that are interested by your industry. They talk about the type of products you're promoting, you are selling. So you know that there's a good chances that these people talk about you. So where to start to find those? I know sometimes, you know, we do that. It's our daily work to look for contacts. And if you've never done it, you're like, yeah, but it seems easy, but it's not. How should I start? Well, this is something I say all the time. Go see what the brands you admire do. What your competitors are doing. Maybe it's a large corporation and they have this, you know, soy milk and you have one, but yours is better. So go see what they're doing. Who's talking about them? Start there. This is how you're going to find like very interesting contacts for you. And you can also look at what I call trade publication, you know, those specialized publications of your industry. They are smaller. One of their mandate is to talk about what's new, what's happening in your industry. So they will want to know what you're doing. Your local newspaper, sometimes it's a good way to start looking at. Find a few contacts every week. Start small. And of course, resist. It's better to have a list of 10 contacts, you know, of real influencers. Now you understand why we call them real influencers. Interested by your activity than a list of 2,000 contacts that a friend will have given you, really. So resist. Don't even use that list, my friend, because you're just annoying media. And know this, like, I don't know if you heard me talk about Decision's annual media survey. And this is what they say, like less than 25% Like journalists say that less of 25% of everything they receive, imagine that. So let's say they receive 100 email pitch in a day or per week, depending on their, if they are working for a very, very big magazine or newspaper. Let's say they receive 100 emails a day. Not even 20% of these are relevant for them. So if you take the time to research them, find the right contact, the right journalist, the right influencer, and you send them some information, so imagine how you increase your chances to get noticed. So voila, my friends. So hopefully this little PR break was a good little break and you learned some tips and that you will be looking for the real influencers. And more than anything, I hope you'll be joining me and listening to this podcast next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!